chains, padlocks, and weights around my wrists and ankles. The sky was dead and gray, and the water was dead and gray. And a frigid breeze blew across its surface. I had delayed this stunt by 2 weeks because the river was frozen. Now the ice had cleared and spring had come, reluctantly, but the water was still only 52 degrees at the surface, and colder in the depths below. Technically, I succeeded. I jumped into the water, sank to the bottom, and escaped from the locks and the chains before swimming to the surface. But it didn't feel like a success. When Houdini did it, thousands of people turned up to watch. I had about a dozen who stopped on their way to class, and the police showed up because someone thought it was a suicide attempt. I am living proof, though, that if you throw enough time and effort at something, maybe even anything, you can become good at it. I found inspiration in a quote attributed to Houdini. The real secret to my success is simple. I work from 7 in the morning to midnight, and I like it. This quote lived on a scrap of paper stuck to the wall by my bed for 10 years. I had hit Malcolm Gladwell's 10,000 hours of dedicated practice by the time I turned 22, and he's right. I got pretty good.